Let's back it up.
And today's episode, I got to turn my phone off, then we got to get into it. We got a lot to talk about.
My phone.
It's hot as hell. We got to get through it. I got things to do, a place to be. I can't drive everything. I can't. We got a sponsor. We got a thing. We want to thank Oprah. We got to thank MySpace. We got to thank Friendster. We got to thank Skype. I want to thank the fans, the air conditioner, water, thank you. And Rob, you got anything to say? Nice, man. Greg, okay. And that is us. We have the track show. Thank you, Brian, Brad, Robert, Sean, and Greg. Thank you very much.
Yay.
So that is how you do a meta version of the Shine Show.
Do you even know what meta means?
No.
M-E-T-A.
I'm not asking you how to spell
M-E-T-A
it.
M-E-T-A stands for medicinal extract times anal.
Did you know that the spelling bee... Did you guys ever compete in the spelling bee?
Yeah, I actually, I did.
It's really loud in my headphones.
Oh, such a complaining bitch all the time.
Well, I'm just getting kind of blown out. Okay, that feels better. Thank you. Brian's also probably extremely close to the microphone.
That's possible.
What do you mean? He's probably extremely close, as if you're
so
not even
please,
seen, looking
let's,
at him.
Let's pick up where we left
off. We have new gear. We're just getting used to some new gear. We're upgrading a little bit.
It looks really good. Lots of lights. Blinking.
Lights are good. Blinky lights. Wait, okay.
I still think that there's a better way to do this, but I don't want to argue with Robert.
Yeah, but you're going to anyway. Okay, so, Brian.
Yeah.
Tell me, please. You said you were in the spelling bee?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was in a spelling bee, 4th, 5th, and 6th grades. And,
how'd you do?
I feel like I'm in a tunnel. Like, I can't hear me.
Oh, my God.
I don't...
Do we're really going
checking.
To...
Checking. 1, 2...
It's a tech show.
I was in a spelling bee.
Hang on.
Robert. No. Robert, forget about it. It's fine. We got it. People can just hear us, our voices bouncing off the walls like we're in some long, cavernous, open-air soundstage.
With you shouldn't hear anything.
With no sound. So 5th grade, I'm in a spelling bee, and you know what? I'm thinking about it now. It wasn't a direct spelling bee. Was that a spelling bee? It was Academic Olympics.
What?
That's different.
Does that even count?
Yeah, well, spelling's part of it.
Can I time out here? Brian came in and made me turn the air conditioning on. Now that it's off, all of my windows are shut, and we should open the windows.
Like, yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
It's a sauna in here. Okay, look. So you have been in the spelling bee before.
Yes.
How did you do?
Very well.
Get to the point. You did well.
First place,
what, like in the class?
I'm the champion. I was...
That's
no
bullshit.
It's not
I'm
going
to call shenanigans on that.
But I will say, again, I just want to reiterate, it wasn't a direct spelling bee. It was an academic Olympic.
It doesn't count.
And I competed against other grammar schools. I was in 4th, 5th grade, and I won both of them.
So when you spelled grammar school, did you spell it G-R-A-M-A? Grandma?
No, it was G-R-A. It was G-R-A.
Yeah.
M-M.
Uh-huh.
A-H-H.
Grandma.
Grandma.
What about you, Greg? How about you? Greg has walked away from the table to open up windows in the other part of the apartment.
Trying to air it out. Robert, it's been unseasonably warm here in Southern California, our base of operation.
All across the country, actually. Not just here.
Really?
SoCal. Right. Yeah, all over the place. So, Greg, how about you? Spelling bee?
Yep, I did do one. And it was actually one of the low points of my young life.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for me, my father was my 3rd grade teacher, which meant that was bad enough. But
I thought he was the principal. Did he pull double duty, like both?
No, he...
Prior
to his principalship.
Yeah, started as a teacher in 3rd grade. So I was dealing with him ever since I was in 1st grade, which was a total shit show.
And by the way, you probably, once you graduated 3rd grade, you probably thought to yourself... Thank God that's over.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have to
Moving
deal with
on.
Him anyway anymore.
Right.
And suddenly, how suddenly did he become principal?
Well, then I was still at that school until fifth grade, still having to deal with him peripherally, being in the same school.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I went from fifth grade, literally, as I transitioned to sixth grade, yes. from fifth grade, went to middle school, he transitioned from elementary school teacher to middle school vice principal of the school that I would be attending.
Brilliant.
And thus, my trauma, my deep emotional trauma continued.
Okay, so how did you do with this spelling bee?
Terrible.
Was it the pressure of your father?
Yeah, it was my dad's, like, in the fucking... Yeah. I can still remember it, like, it was yesterday. I couldn't even think, because there was so much pressure. So what I did was started to look into the crowd to my friends for them to mouth, because I couldn't even mouth.
Because you shut down.
Yeah,
your brain
shut down.
Stopped.
So I was just searching. I can still remember scanning the crowd.
Wow.
And it's funny that you mentioned this, because this was a bad day for me.
Yeah.
Scanning the crowd, trying to get some of my friends to help me out, and a few of them did. And it was like they wanted me to spell something like, like cork. It's like something that was easy to do, but when your mind's on fire. So then I'm looking at my buddies in the stadium or in the stands in the gym, and they're making, you know, they're trying to mouth out. But I'm not a lip reader. I'm not deaf.
Right.
So I can't read people's lips. But suddenly I'm trying to
You had to be deaf in order
at that age. Man.
Gregory Hoyt, please step to the microphone. For 10 points, please spell spoon.
Okay.
You don't have to move the mic.
Yeah.
Please, you can leave the mic there, sir. Sir.
Have you ever been on the show before, sir?
Spoon.
Okay. Let me think. My mind's a mass of white noise. I'm looking at my dad with his arms crossed in the corner. Make me proud is emanating off of him.
Now, were you, when you're looking out into the audience for your buddies, do you like actually raise your hand to your eyes?
No, I'm trying to pretend.
Oh, okay.
Like that I'm thinking.
Yes.
Oh, and there's my friends. They're mouthing things. So I'm not even thinking. Yeah. So I'm, and now, then I start saying if it's spork or spoon. What did you say? Spoon?
Spoon. Yeah. See, you just blanked right now. You were about to spell spork.
So if it's spoon, all of a sudden I'm saying like, S B E, because I'm not thinking. I'm trying to read lips.
Yeah.
S B E O, and they're just like, no, stop, stop. And then I remember being like, trying to buy some time. Can you use it in a sentence? Like some stupid, idiot.
That's
idiot.
Like. What
and
the
then
pros
you,
do.
And then obviously subsequent. Sorry, Gregory, that is incorrect.
Mm-hmm. And I
Mr.
remember,
Hoyt, your son is incorrect. Did they actually drive it home to your father in the back of the room?
Bet you're proud of him today.
I can remember. I mean, this what I'm about to say happened to me more times than I would ever care to.
What?
Go into, but after I misspelled the word, I can still remember the guy who was the band teacher saying, I would have expected more from you.
Oh, my God.
From a Hoyt. I would have expected more from a Hoyt.
He said that with you up in front of everyone.
Not in front. As he was walking me back to the like, fucking dejected bench.
By the way, hold on. Let's sit in there for a second. I would expect more. Third grade? Fourth grade? Mm-hmm. What are we talking here?
Yeah.
Third grade. So what? 10 years old? 9, 10 years old?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Someone says to you, little Greg Hoyt, I would have expected more from a Hoyt.
And this was,
do you know what the
time.
Psychological damage
no,
is in that one foul swoop?
What's guy doing now?
Who knows? Playing golf?
I would have expected more from him.
Yeah, I know. But it never was, that was an ongoing thing. It was also a threat of, I'll go tell your father.
Yeah.
Or I'll go tell, I know your mother, or I know you. I mean, it was just insane.
You're living under a shadow.
It was always from the teachers,
man,
too.
Man, it starts there. Now, here you are, a grown man.
Mm-hmm.
You still have that with you? Still carry it with you?
What?
I would have expected more from a Hoyt.
Yeah. What do you think? I'm living a very, I'm like full
on. Hang on. That's, That doesn't come from anybody other than yourself, though, now.
Now.
Right?
Yeah, well...
Which, know, by the way, argue. I'm not saying that it's any easier. I think we all have that. I know I have that.
Argument, yes, that. But I think it's still... So, I mean, you could be in your... You could be 80 years old and you're still trying to shake your parents or the those experiences that
I
you had as a kid.
I just wanted them to be proud of me.
I would have expected more from a Hoyt.
Yeah, but your dad's proud of you, right?
Yeah, totally.
And he's expressed that.
Yeah.
Probably, I don't know...
More than anybody, probably. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
And that's something that's developed a little bit more recently.
But that comes with conversation.
Like, yeah.
Depends. But I would also say that in that moment, on that day, when Greg blew it because he couldn't spell spoon, and even though his dad was proud of him, he was pretty pissed at that moment.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
I just felt like I was blowing it my whole, like, that's part of the reason I left, because I was just like, I'm blowing it here. I really felt like I'm embarrassing my family, so that's part of the reason I left.
I gotta get out
of here. Wow.
It's best if
I
leave.
That's me being very honest, but like, I definitely was like, let me get out of here.
Start
so
over.
That you guys
hitting
can
reset.
Yeah,
well.
Like you guys can keep your reputation. I'll just get out of here. You know, honestly, like
Holy
I was
cow.
Like, I should just
you
know.
You didn't? Did you ever express that like vocally to anybody in your family? Like that's what you were doing, or no?
No, not at that point. Because at that point, I had never like explored that stuff. I was just.
Oh, you didn't know that that's really what you were doing?
I didn't know that was what I was doing.
Got it.
But, you know, in my private world, my private thoughts, that's exactly what I was doing. So, anyway.
How about you, Robert?
Not now.
The spelling, I've never been a good speller. And did it in class. But for us, it wasn't like in front of the auditorium, you know, of everybody.
Mm.
I guess it's because my schools were probably bigger. But we ended up, I probably advanced a couple rounds in the classroom one, but no, I didn't win. And
so know, I was the only one who was on a national stage. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
You're also the only one we don't believe, so
yeah.
that makes sense. Well, what I was going to say is this. There's a new component to the National Spelling Bee, or newer.
What?
The kids now have to be able to define the word.
Damn.
I'm so glad I'm not a kid now. Mostly because of Facebook, though.
Well, that's something completely different. You don't have to define words on Facebook. But this comes from the whole thing with you trying to... I'm asking you what meta means.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Meta.
Not just how to spell it.
M-E-T-A.
But that's the thing. It's. I think it's a great thing. These kids who are... memorizing the spellings of words, but what's the point of the spelling bee? If you can spell the word, fine, but if you don't know what it is, then what the hell is the point of it? You know?
Just more meaningless shit to make kids do, just to fill the time.
Those poor kids. Poor kids today. I don't have kids.
Why?
We should just stop. We should just stop having kids in general.
What are
I like
you
kids.
Talking about? I like kids too.
They're in trouble. Kids today are in trouble. They need guidance. They need something that they're just not getting. Nutrition.
What?
Yeah.
Do you think you'll be able to provide this for the kids?
I can barely provide it for thyself.
Not the way
or
you totally...
yourself.
Yeah.
And
I will say this. I was at a wedding yesterday with Brian Gerard.
What? Whose wedding?
Yes. Bob Max Peterson.
Oh! Congratulations, Bob Max Peterson.
BMP did it! Bob and Kelly, congratulations to you two wonderful children. Kids.
Nice.
Legendary.
Legendary. Bob
Summer of weddings.
Summer of weddings.
Summer
I'm
really
going to be leaving to go and do the wedding for Graham and Carrie back home.
That's
Graham
awesome.
And Carrie getting married.
Congratulations.
Bob and Kelly.
I didn't know it was going to be back east.
Yeah.
Wow.
In Maine.
Very nice.
Lake.
Holy.
Robert and Nora got married
recently.
Robert Scheid.
That's three.
Mr. and Mrs. Scheid.
That's three.
That's three. That's enough for now.
But I will say.
Brian and.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Is yesterday, no fewer than probably three times while I was in earshot.
Yeah.
And many times while Brian and Biz were out of earshot, or just Brian was out of earshot.
Yeah.
The conversation of, when are you marrying Biz, and when are you having kids, Brian and Biz, was the conversation outside of the wedding.
Yeah.
That was what yesterday was about.
Hang on a second. Brian, were you
Isn't
involved in these conversations? Hang on. Were you involved in these conversations? Or were these conversations that were like hushed whispers in the corner and you weren't involved?
No, you were involved in them.
Of course I was not involved in them.
You were,
It was all hush whispers, Robert, because that's how people, everyone just has, you know, they have nothing else to talk about.
Okay, so Greg, the truth?
Brian was involved in them. In typical Brian Gerard fashion, his only response was... when you say that to me, my body feels like it's on fire from the inside or something wicked dramatic.
It's those sweet nothings that will reassure your loved one and make her feel wanted.
This is all fiction. Greg is just spinning yarn over here. This is not how shit goes down in a wedding day. We had a lovely day. And whatever hushed tones were happening behind my back has nothing to do with me.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Why don't you be honest? What was that like for you?
What was what like?
That had to be so uncomfortable.
What are you talking about? What was uncomfortable?
You run from this conversation so hard that you have, right now you're trying to run from the conversation by saying, what was uncomfortable? You know what the hell we're talking about.
It was a hot day. Granted, everyone was a little uncomfortable. It's 102 up there in the desert.
Well,
it makes me bored doing the show because we try to talk to him about it and he won't talk about it.
You can open up.
I don't know.
Let's hear the squeaky hinges.
If people want to hear my intimate feelings on this subject.
I think they probably do, Brian.
They probably don't. I beg to differ.
I want to hear your intimate feelings. Robert, do you want to hear your intimate
feelings? Absolutely, 100%.
Intimate feelings?
Well, then, that's something we can discuss at some point.
It's a tough thing. You know, talking about these things, moving forward with relationships.
Moving forward? This is moving forward. You're in it. You're in a relationship, period. You're moving. You're always moving. I can't move in reverse. I don't have the ability to change time.
Hang on a second.
He's logical brain fighting actuality.
He's fighting so hard. First of all, yes, you can move in reverse. It's called breaking up.
Mm-hmm.
There are stages to that. Let's not live together anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to see. Let's go on a break.
Yeah.
That's moving in reverse, but we all know that
sometimes
doesn't always work. Sometimes it does.
Yep.
We know somebody who it worked for, but sometimes it does not.
No.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, there are stages to relationships as well.
Uh-huh.
I am not the kind of person who would pressure somebody to move from one stage to another, and that's not what I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
Okay? But I think what we are asking is whether or not you ever plan on going to any other stages than the one you are currently in. Not necessarily with the person you're with right now. Let's just make it a little easier for you.
Just in general. Do you ever see yourself
getting married?
Do you ever see yourself
having children? Is your body on fire from the inside?
Just describe to the audience what's happening.
Yeah, what are you feeling? What's going on in your head? Is it like, I cannot answer this question, otherwise I will be trapped? This information will be used against me later on in the court of law. What's happening here?
He's just looking like he's pooping. Look at his fingers. Look at how tight he's holding his fingers.
You're going to crack a knuckle.
Yeah, careful.
Okay. Oh, take a deep breath, Just let it out.
What do you...
I think fatherhood and husbandhood is a noble calling. For those who are wondering that. And I hope I can experience those things at some point in my life.
Well, you hope you can, so in a positive way. I think that's something you want to experience.
Something that every man should.
Well, it's not about should. It's not about should, because, not every man or woman necessarily should get married.
Yeah, not everyone does.
Yeah.
Not everyone has kids.
My cousin who did one of the readings at the wedding.
Yeah.
Cindy. Totally great.
Danced with
awesome. Her. Awesome person.
We did some dancing.
She is not married.
Right.
She is currently not in a relationship.
Sure.
By the way, anybody out there, she's on the East Coast, Connecticut,
Go find her.
She's in Boston. She lives in Boston, Watertown. So she's available. Great girl. Mm. In any case,
are we just going to call her Cindy? I mean, how the hell are these guys going to find her?
They can email me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't want to just, creepy. Throw it down. So I'm not saying should, She's obviously still looking for somebody, and I know that she'd be willing to marry.
Yeah.
But, some people also got to a point in their life where they're like, I don't want to have kids.
Yeah.
I'm just, maybe when I was 20-something, I wanted to have kids, but not anymore.
Let me share a piece of philosophy that I have with you.
Please.
Brian.
And by with you, I mean all those. And this is something that It's a difficult subject, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm uncomfortable with it. I'm going to put that on the table right now.
You don't even need to.
Yeah, we already are aware.
You walk with this.
Yeah.
I'd like to jump out the window right now, but I'm not going to. I'm going to stay right now.
That's great.
Marriage is it's a beautiful thing. Do I see myself being married someday? Yes. Do I see myself being a father someday? 100%. However,
mm-hmm.
I have a very specific criterion.
Collection.
There we
DVD
go.
DVD collection.
Yeah. I have a very
specific.
Bunch of Wes Anderson movies or what?
Yeah, yeah.
I have a very specific criteria.
Yeah.
Of what that entails.
Yeah.
And I am not able to provide that at the moment. And when I'm able to provide those things, then I will seriously consider those options.
You know, I'm going to say something here because not the person that I am currently wed to, but an individual in my past taught me something about what you just said. It actually had to do sort of with marriage, also with children. This idea that, and this is something I was doing, I had to make sure I felt that, you know what, man, I need to make sure that I've got a stable job and an income of this amount before I can do this, that, or the other. You know, and what was explained to me in so many words was, hey, this other person you're getting married to, they're your partner. It's not just you pulling the line. And on top of that, you are currently, we were at the time, living. We were together. We were getting through life together. And
it was working.
And it was working, right? With what we had at that time. And so the sanctity of marriage, right? The institution of marriage doesn't instantly change that.
Mm.
I am married to Nora now. I'm very, very happy that I am. And we have goals together for our future that don't involve the current place we live in. We're not going to stay in our place forever. So we have goals, but you know, the moment the ring went on my finger, it didn't instantly mean I need to achieve those goals and be able to right now.
Mm.
If you wait, and you wait for that moment, it's, in some relationships, it can be a death sentence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it can also be constraint, it can be a constraint upon yourself as well. You may not feel that you can achieve certain levels of happiness until you reach certain stages financially, and usually it's financially.
Oh, of course it is. I'm not bringing a kid into this world if I can't provide for it.
And hey, with the kid thing, I get it 100%. Yeah, that is a big commitment.
That's a fact.
But you know what? The marriage thing, that's a commitment to the person you're with.
Mm.
That's a commitment that you're not going to go and stick your...
Say it.
Go ahead.
Say it.
What are you going to say?
Say it.
Interesting you're going
here. Say it.
Go ahead, say it.
Penis.
Into what?
Into another person's vagina.
Yeah!
Whoa!
Or other parts. Right.
Yeah.
So that's what that means. Now, look, I'm not pressuring you to do it, but I want you to acknowledge that that's what marriage means. That's what marriage means, Brian, right?
Yes, it does.
Good. You don't need to say anything else. You don't need to say...
Part of what marriage means.
What else does it mean?
Yeah, what else does it mean?
You get married to have kids.
Well, no. Some people get married knowing that they will never have kids, and they're fine with that.
Huh.
And getting married doesn't mean that the baby machine starts right then and there.
According to who?
According to a lot of people.
Mm.
Especially people who get married when they're 22.
Yeah.
Which is not what we are anymore.
No, not 22.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly not 22.
Do you feel like you need to have a financial thing in place before you get married?
110%.
Before you get married?
Yep.
What does that look like to you?
Something that I'm not currently in.
No, what does it look like, though?
What does what look like?
Well, the thing
what is the financial thing that you need to have in place
before
you...
Can you turn the air conditioning on?
It's getting hot in here.
You know what?
This is the tough thing, and I'm saying this to Greg, that the job, the career that Brian is pursuing, and that most of us, actually all of us at this table are pursuing, has no financial stability. We have no guarantees.
So we should just dismiss that.
Hang on. We only have sometimes empty but open promises of future employment, right? The hope of future employment. So the difficult thing is this. Unless, Brian, unless you change your career...
When will this financial thing be in place?
Because you are doing things that an outsider would look at and scream, you are successful in what you in this career path. And you are. You are getting jobs because of relationships you have cultivated over the many years that you have.
Yes. But it's still freelance. It's still, like...
But that's what you're doing.
That's so what the whole career is. No.
Like, what if Scotty and Carl... What if Scotty was like... Scotty's been an actor his whole life. This is a friend of ours for everybody.
Scotty's been on the show.
Yeah, he's... Yes.
A couple times. Scott. Go back, so, listen to the episodes. They're great.
Imagine if Scotty was like, well, I'll wait until I have a financial thing. That would be... Never.
Yeah. It's just something to think about. I mean...
It's a hard nut to crack.
It is.
I can't tell you it makes sense. I can't tell you that it's logical.
Yeah.
I can just tell you how I feel because you asked me and put me on the spot.
Can I ask a hard question?
Before you ask that question, Brian, we love you.
Yeah, you know that.
We're just asking you.
You have to go through the guillotine
time
once in a while.
Robert, do me a favor?
Yeah.
Get your damn hand off me.
Oh, wow. Apparently...
Let me ask you guys a question.
The feeling's not mutual.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Of course it's mutual.
Greg, here we go.
So... Not a hard question, just a question.
Yeah.
Is it an issue if... Are any of the things that Brian is saying, is that an issue if Brian being an example.
Yeah.
If you're in a relationship that you're gung-ho about and that you're like, I'm going for it and this is the thing that I want, do you have that kind of a question?
Wait, what kind of a question?
Like, is it... Do you wait, or are you just like, I want to get married to this person, and it's on, and like...
Do you have the marriage question with every relationship?
Yeah, like, if you're really into...
Sure.
If you're, like, in a relationship, and now, this is me being sort of pie in the sky.
Right.
If you're in a relationship, and you're totally on fire about the person...
Yeah.
Do you get caught up on, well, I'm going to wait until I have this money? Or are you just like, fuck it, I love this person, I can't wait to get married, it's on, you know what I mean? I know that I'm excited about spending my life with this person. The money stuff, we'll figure it out together, like, that'll be part of the thing that we do together.
Mm. And that's what it ends up being, typically.
Yeah, of course.
Because, sure. You know, if you're waiting to be able to financially support this person you're marrying, it's
not so much support. It's being able to just,
to contribute.
Certain
But
lifestyle.
Guess what? You've been contributing this whole time.
Yeah.
And
so why get
what
married?
Does it say about the
if
other
you,
person?
If you've got a good thing going.
What does it say about your partner if you feel that you have to have a stable, job? Are you saying that you don't trust that they'll be able to swing in and
no,
and
no,
do
no,
whatever?
No, no. Again, this is my own. This we're talking
know,
about my own hallway of madness here.
Sure.
Let's be very specific.
I actually like that visual.
Yeah,
the hallway of madness.
Yeah, that's good.
That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about logic.
Yeah,
we're not talking about what most people think. You asked me, and you entered into the Twilight Zone with me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree. I'd say, Greg, in answer to your question, after a certain age, yes. I think after a certain age, most people start asking that question of marriage. Am I going to marry this person? They ask themselves that question pretty regularly.
Yeah, right? But what I'm saying, maybe you're misunderstanding what I'm saying.
Potentially.
What I'm saying is Brian's holding himself back right now in the relationship he's in.
Yeah.
If...
that's a pretty... why? Why do you say that?
Well, if you're really not getting married because you're waiting for a financial thing. Because what I'm saying, the argument that I'm making...
I'm not saying that that's what I'm up against. I'm saying that's a potential variable.
Okay.
As to what
I thought that was what he was saying that he was feeling.
He's saying there may be a couple other things. Just in case next week he has a windfall of cash and suddenly feels obligated to marry a certain somebody.
Okay. Want me to lay it out in general terms just so I can make my stupid point that
Please
doesn't matter anyways?
Go general.
Here's my stupid point.
It's not stupid, I'm
okay.
sure.
Okay. Here's a relationship.
You're holding your
it's
hands
a
in a circle on the table. Got it.
Okay. You get into the relationship,
mm-hmm.
and you're really excited about it. You're both in not great financial straits, whatever. But
sure. It's a
you
cool place
are,
to
like,
be.
Super in love.
Yeah.
You've met. You're in love.
Yeah.
And you both are like, let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
You both are like, let's do this. But... your financial stuff is not in order. My point is, doesn't that become totally not an issue if you're sure about, like, I'm in love with this
arguably
person?
Yes.
Yeah.
Arguably, depending yes. on the person.
Yeah.
That's a very subjective question.
It is.
Totally.
It is.
That's you're right.
On paper, certainly. It depends on whatever situation is, but it's different from people.
It's the promise of living the adventure together, and, you know.
I think that's the thing. It's like, yeah. you never, but what Robert said is right. You're never going to get to, and I'm saying this to myself, you, all yeah. of us. You're never going to get to a point, and same with kids. Same yeah. with having kids. Like, you're never, we have friends that have kids that are now in worse financial situations than they were 5 years ago.
Sure.
But that didn't stop them from having kids.
And that doesn't stop them from loving their kids any, mm-hmm. you know, any less.
Yeah.
Stop
the whole thing, it's very tricky. Anyway. It's very tricky because you can spend your life waiting for that right moment for everything. And I've definitely done that.
Yeah.
Where you're just waiting. If this happens, yeah. then I'll be happy.
It's the actor who constantly takes classes but doesn't actually ever go for an audition.
Mm-hmm.
It's that thing.
Yeah. I gotta wait until I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm not ready. I'll be right in just a second. Yeah. And then when I'm ready, you'll be 80.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian believes my acting career will take off when I'm 80.
I think you and I are going to have a very successful television show.
Yeah.
When we're in wheelchairs.
In wheelchairs.
Oh, I hope I'm not in a wheelchair anymore.
You and I are going to have a sitcom. Greg will probably not be with us. He'll be...
What's going on?
He'll be in another country doing...
I was going to say dead. Oh.
No, I won't be dead.
No, by the time
but
he gets to...
You won't be in the business anymore.
By the time he gets to 70, you said you were going to take up smoking heavily again.
Yeah. I said 80, I thought.
Was it 80? Okay, so you probably won't be with
I think
us.
By the time you're in your 80s, you're done with this business, uh-huh. and Robert and I are full... Just getting going.
Oh, my God. We will be the kings of Hollywood.
Where do you think I'll be?
When you're in your 80s?
Yeah.
I feel like you'll be somewhere, like, you'll still be painting. I think painting would be something
art
that you're going to do.
In Brazil.
You'll be doing that until you're moments away from your last breath.
I'll be painting.
And where that is, I don't know where, but I have a feeling it's going to be somewhere foreign from what you have been birthed.
And who will be around me?
Nurses.
Women who don't speak English.
And your paintings will become famous about 200 years after
yeah,
your death.
Yeah, well after you're gone.
Especially that one painting, The Last Stroke. Your hand was on the brush, your brush was on the canvas, and as you fell to the floor, you left a streak of red across the white.
Yeah, I made that perfect thing. And what a beautiful life.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, are you kidding? I'll be, I'll give you a standing ovation.
I feel good about my life.
But you'll be in a wheelchair, Brian.
Well, yeah, well he'll definitely go before me.
Oh, okay.
My God.
For sure.
Wait, before the wheelchair, even.
Yeah,
wow.
Probably.
Oh,
likely.
Wow.
But I'll stand up in the wheelchair and give him a 1 minute standing O. You can guarantee that.
Yeah.
Man.
I'll join him.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
That's it?
Well, thanks, yeah. Dr. Phil Scheidhoit.
Hey, you know what? It was good that you kind of opened up a little bit.
A little bit.
You know we love you.
I want to shut it back down, though.
Yeah,
I want to put it right
so
back in that cast iron casket and put it away.
Yeah.
You know why he gets uncomfortable? Because he has deep feelings. That's why.
Oh, yeah. I know he has deep feelings. He has deep feelings, and then sort of like me, he doesn't want to say something he'll be held accountable for.
Yeah.
Of course. And let me just say this.
Yeah.
The river runs so deep that if I were to unlock that dam, I am afraid of the water flow that would come out of that.
Why?
I don't know what it would be.
Well, why not just keep going with
because
these little actions of like you're just near open it wide, you're just shifting it a little bit. Letting a little bit out at a time.
I don't think anyone's ready for what would happen on that one.
What?
It's the hallway of madness.
The hallway of madness.
Thank you,
Robert. Thank you, Gregory.
It's really scary.
On behalf of Robert Scheid and Gregory Hoyt, I'm Brian Gerard.
Yeah.
This is the Scheid Show. Oh
my God.
Yay.
Go into the chapel and where
why is it so fucking hot in here?
Go into the chapel and where